Long before there was Transparent or Modern Family, there was Falsettos, a frank, funny musical about a Jewish New Yorker who leaves his wife and son for a man. This causes big reverberations in his family. The show, parts of which are 35 years old, is getting a revival on Broadway. Jeff London has this report on how well it's held up, but first, a note. You'll hear slang from the 80s, which some consider offensive today.
Four Jews in a room, bitching. Four Jews in a room, plot. Hey, crime.
The first act of Falsettos premiered in a tiny theater off Broadway in 1981. Former New York Times drama critic Frank Rich says he was bowled over by how the show captured a neurotic New York energy.
Just to be hit by this piece was astounding.
With a score by William Finn and directed and co-authored by James Lapine, it was a quirky examination of the intersection of gay and Jewish life on New York's Upper West Side. 9 years later, the same team returned with another one-act, Falsettoland. In this one, the same characters confronted the AIDS crisis.
Something bad is happening. Something very bad is happening. Something stinks. Something immoral. Something so bad that words have lost their meaning.
The political context, of course, was fraught because it was still perhaps something of a dicey and alarming subject for a lot of Americans.
Director James Lapine.
And these people who might have been immature and carefree at one point now have to deal with the grimmest of realities.
It's about time to grow up, don't you think? It's about time to grow up and face the music. It's about time.
In 1992, the two one-act shows were combined into a single show, Falsettos. It moved to Broadway, and Finn and Lapine won Tony Awards. Now they're teaming up again for the revival, but 24 years later, in a world of marriage equality, and when HIV is no longer a death sentence, will the show feel quaint?
I was petrified.
That's writer William Finn. He says Falsettos has been performed all over the world, but this is its first Broadway revival.
You know, people were saying, aren't you excited the show's being revived? And I was really nauseated. I've seen it one time in the past 5 years, and I thought it was all right, but I didn't know that other people would.
My father's a homo. My mother's not thrilled at all. Father homo, what about chromosomes? Do they carry? Will they carry? Who's the homo now?
To give a sense of how far popular culture has moved, director James Lapine says the young actor who plays Jason, the boy who's preparing for his bar mitzvah, had to be given a history lesson.
The guys in the cast were explaining to the boy what gay life was like, that, you know, he's growing up with there being no stigma against being gay, and this was a very different time. And to explain to him as his character that it would be a very awkward thing to have his father become gay.
But I want a tight-knit family. I want a group that harmonizes. I want my wife and kid and friend to pretend the time will mend our pain.
And Frank Rich says for generations who didn't live through the AIDS crisis, bringing Falsettos back isn't quaint at all. It's an important reminder of a devastating time.
It's probably a good thing among its aesthetic virtues that Falsettos will remind people of a bit of history that seems now to be vanishing, as so much does in America, through amnesia.
We don't know what time will be.
I have a clue.
I have two.
Let's look like we haven't, and each say nothing.
Sky. Director James Lapine says as long as there are shadows hanging over us, Falsettos will always be relevant. It opens tonight on Broadway. For NPR News, I'm Jeff London in New York.
What a group we for our